Well, a surge of tropical moisture is headed up across the area today, along with a little upper-level disturbance, and it should finally enhance our showers and thunderstorms. Yes, there have been places with downpours, of course, over the last few days, but we have not had a nice distribution, if you will, of rain across the area, especially east of I-95. The intracoastal and the beaches have been particularly dry this month. The pattern has been one of very persistent onshore east winds out of the east and southeast, and that pushes the sea breeze well inland quickly during the day, and it's hard to get widespread showers and thunderstorms before we get to the midday and afternoon heating. So the focus has been west of I-95 for the rainfall that has been generous, and that's not been the I-95 corridor or the beaches. But it does look like better coverage of showers and thunderstorms over the next few days. It's enough so that everybody gets at least some rain between now and Saturday night, and in many places it'll be true tropical downpours that we get accustomed to this time of year. A quick inch or two of rain, and the sun comes out, and it's real steamy, right? That's the kind of pattern we're looking at. It's not raining all the time, but there'll be some heavy showers and thunderstorms, so keep an eye to the sky, respect that lightning, and realize that outdoor activities are likely to be interrupted right through the beginning of the holiday weekend. Now, it's not all bad news, quote-unquote. I mean, the good news is, of course, we need the rain. But secondly, we'll have those breaks, and then by Sunday and Independence Day on Monday, the showers and thunderstorms will start to become more isolated to widely scattered again. So we'll have longer periods without rainfall, fewer interruptions. That will also mean a little bit of an uptick in the heat. Now, realize it's plenty humid, so the feel-like temperatures are still very high, but we're at least only reaching the 80s to near 90 the next few days, and the average high is now into the lower 90s. And then as we get into Sunday and Monday, we'll crank that temperature, especially by Monday, into the low 90s, and there are indications the middle of next week will be into the middle 90s. So little bit of a break temperature-wise the next few days because of very high humidity and fairly decent coverage of showers and thunderstorms. But we've got the heat yet to deal with, obviously, as we head toward the hottest time of the year now. In the so for 4th of July celebrations, by the way, in the evening hours, I would expect the isolated showers and storms to be over with, and a partly cloudy sky. Temperatures in the 80s will gradually drop into the 70s, very typical for the early part of July. In the tropics, we still have our disturbance scooting along the north coast of South America that's expected to soon be Bonnie and roll across the western and southwestern Caribbean. But way south of Florida, there'll be no local impacts on Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. This could be a hurricane by the time it reaches Central America, or at least a strong tropical storm, and then it'll move into the East Pacific, where it will continue and turn a little more northwest with time all the way through a good part of next week. We still have our disturbance near the Texas coast. That's moving into Texas today, so significant development not expected, with some heavy rainfall for South Texas, and again, no impacts for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida from that disturbance. And then we have a tropical wave moving across the central Atlantic. This may perk up, so to speak, over the next couple of days, but the long-term indications are that this will not be a significant system as it moves into or over the Caribbean by the weekend and then turns more northwest and north with time. If anything, it could enhance the rainfall eventually for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, but no significant impacts. And I don't see significant tropical activity for Jacksonville or northeastern Florida through the holiday weekend. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at ActionNewsJax.com and WOKV.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.